Hello?
Hello, my name is Kevin from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Okay. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks?
100%.
Hey, Dad, what's my favorite?
Thank you very much for that. I am going to read you the names of some individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person, and if you do, if you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first one is Chris Chaffee.
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable. Almost neutral.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. The next one is Larry Hogan.
Very, very much favorable.
Thank you for that. The next one is Donald Trump.
That's my dad. I love him so much. He's the best person in the world. Very favorable.
And the next one is Robin Ficker.
I don't know her, so neutral.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Now, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker?
Donald J. Trump.
I'm afraid Mr. Trump is not showing up as a candidate for the Senate. We only have Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, and Chris Chaffee.
Chris Chaffee.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Do you support or oppose United States aid to Ukraine?
Oppose.
Would you say you are strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed. Ukraine does not need our support. We need the money. There's no reason we should have sent over $8 billion to Ukraine because they need help. They don't need help. They have their own help. They should not introduce themselves into the war with Russia.
Thank you very much for that. And would you say you support or oppose the United States aid to Israel?
I support because Israel has helped us in the past, and now we're helping them.
Okay, so would you say you strongly support or somewhat support?
In between.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? The first one says job creation and economic development.
What was the question again?
Oh, yeah, from the following issues, how important are those at the moment you are deciding who to vote for?
Pretty important.
Thank you. The next one says being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
That is 100% the most important thing.
Thank you. The next one says economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt.
That is important because we need to get rid of it because due to inflation, there are people out there that are struggling.
I understand that. The next one says energy independence of this country.
What does that mean?
Energy independence, pretty much not depending on other countries to provide energy for the country.
I would say I disapprove on that because there are oil supplies out there that have helped us before, but then Mr. Biden, the toe licker, decided to turn it off. So now our prices are skyrocketing.
Okay, so you could say that is somewhat important at the moment you are deciding who to vote for.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much for that. The last one says securing and protecting our southern border.
Yeah, because I don't want them little forks monkeys coming into my home turf.
Understandable. So you would say that factor is it very important or more somewhat
important? It's very important.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Now, I am going to read to you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it does not make any difference to you. The first one says, Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator,
that makes me more likely.
Okay, so you would say somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. The next one says Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, got it. The next one says Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
What does that mean?
That the fact of Mr. Ficker running for Senate to fight for the conservative Republican values makes you
much more likely.
Thank you very much for that. Now, I am going to read to you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him. The first one says, as a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan?
Less likely, much less likely.
Thank you. The next one says, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is
much less likely.
Thank you for that. And the last one about him says, Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Okay, we are almost complete, so it would be just a few more questions. This one says, I would like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chaffee?
Robert Becken.
Thank you. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
A huge Republican.
Okay. And would you consider yourself the moderate or very conservative?
What conservative mean again?
Sorry, it was cutting up a little.
Sorry, what does conservative mean?
Okay, is pretty much someone that has a strong belief in what the conservative party used to.
I'm a conservative Republican.
Okay, thank you for that. And would you say you are? Okay, this one doesn't apply. So let me check here. Okay, now the last questions are just for statistical purposes only. May I know which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59.
18 to
39. Okay. Thank you very much for that. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate your participation, and I hope you have a good day.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Can I talk to you? What's your name?
My name is Kevin.
Kevin? Kevin, yeah. Do you have a big wiener?
I would think so. I mean,
you think you do? Do you think I can see it?